One of the prime examples of a chok that appears in the Torah is the Isser of wearing shatnis. Though a chok is defined as a mitzvah that lacks human comprehension, it's expected to be a mitzvah that we just perform without having understanding of what's going on behind it. Many great mefarshim were not deterred from providing some sort of explanation, insights behind such a cryptic mitzvah in the Torah. I will do my best in Mirat Hashem in conveying some level of understanding as guided by the great luminaries of our past. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Chaf Aleph were provided with some of the secrets lying behind the Isser of Shatnez. And as everything else in Torah, all roads lead back to the beginning of time. The first children born in the history of the world were Cain and Hevel. And each had his set of skills. Cain was a farmer, Hevel was a shepherd. Hevel decided to bring a carbon from his flock. The Zohar tells us that that carbon was of tzemer, wool. This carbon was graciously accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Cain wanted to follow suit, and so he brought his own carbon. His carbon was brought from the field, and particularly from Pishon, from linen. Cain's carbon, however, was not accepted. The Pasuk says, Lo Shah, which is explained that his carbon was not accepted, but can be interpreted simply by the use of the word Shah, that was not the right time. Another time would have been appropriate, but not then. Not at the same time as Hevel's carbon. Why not? What was wrong with bringing it at the same time? Zohar explains that the Tzemer and Pishtim have two different kochos, two different influences, two different functions in this world. The two cannot coexist. Similar to the power struggle between the sun and the moon. The sun has its time, as does the moon. So too, Tzemer has its time, as does Pishtim. Tzemer represents chesed, tells us the Zohar. Tzemer, wool, provides warmth in the winter. It's an inyan of chesed. Pishon, on the other hand, represents gevura, din. Pishon does not provide much warmth, and its time is in the summer. Each in its own right has value and function. The Shach al Torah, not to be confused with the Shach on Shulchan Aruch, from Mordechai HaKohen, points out that the atbash of Tzemer equals 18 chai, and the atbash of Pishon equals chai as well, indicating that they each represent chias, chayis, life. They each have a certain function, an independent value in their own right. They're each worth chai. Both wool and linen have a role, but each in its own time, its own place. Even though each material has value and purpose, when it comes to choosing a fabric for the mitzvah of talis, the Gaonim encourage that one use tzemer, because at the end of the day, tzemer is chesed. Yeah, pishtan has a certain koach, but that's a koach of gevura. We want chesed, we want tzemer. We want to be enveloped with chesed. We want to feel the warmth of Hashem wrapped around us, especially when reciting Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of Yud Ches Brachos, Chai Brachos. We want a life, a Chai of Chesed. But when the two opposing forces are compounded, the reaction is chaos and disarray. The mixing of Tzemer and Pishtim, the mixing of Chesed and Gvura in the days of Cain and Hevel led to the very first murder of all mankind. The power struggle between two competing influences was nothing short of pandemonium. The outcome was cold-blooded murder. There's an incredible remez found in the Akdama to a sefer on Hilchos Shatnez called Darash Tzemer Pishtim. The Mechaber of Yehuda Rosenberg writes an astonishing idea relating to the simonim found in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Shatnez in Shulchan Aruch begins in Simen Reish Tzadi Ches and concludes with Simen Shin Dalet. Reish Tzadi Ches means murder, and Shin Dalad stands for Shvichas Damim, also murder. It was the very first Shadnez in history that led to the very first murder in history. And by learning the halachos of Shadnez and preserving the hilchos Shadnez, we can rectify the chait of Kain, beginning from Ratzach Reish Tzadi Ches to Shin Dalad Shvichas Damim. There are occasions, however, in the Torah when Shadnez is permitted. The Torah teaches us that when a person has techeles on his tzitzis, then he may wear tzemer pishtim. Another example is the Big Day Kuna was made from Shadnez. So if Shadnez is the underlying reason to ritzicha, to murder, Kain killed Hevel because of the tzemer pishtim, then why would it be permitted in these instances? Why would it ever be permitted to wear Shadnez? Allow me to compound the question. The Mefarshim explained that the letters Shatnez rearranged are Satan A's. The Panim Yafos explains that Shatnez gives O's Vahadar, O's, strength and fuel to the Satan. It's Satan A, Satan O's. And when the Pasuk says, Beged Kelaim Shatnez, Lo Yale Aimcha, don't put it on you, it means don't give strength and allow the Satan to overpower you. Don't fuel the Satan. That's how bad Shatnez is. Moreover, Rashi quotes from Chazal that the two fabrics must intertwine in such a way, described by Chazal as Shua Tave Nuz, which are the Rashi tables of Satan. So, even though Shatnez may seem as a simple, harmless Aveira, the Svar Makdoshim are telling us the great care needed in preserving this mitzvah in light of what we're developing and its connection to murder and its fueling the strength to the Satan. So why then do the Kohanim wear Shatnez? Why then does the presence of Tcheles grant a dispensation to Shatnez? In Mar Yecheskel, Rav Yecheskel Panit explains that both instances, Bigdei Kuna and Tcheles, involve situations that are above machlokas. In the world we live in, one overtaken by tension and division, unfortunately there's no place for two opposites to mesh. An integration of tzemer and pishtim is futile in the current of the world. But when elevated to the world above, a place that is void of debate and friction, a place full of unity and harmony, then even chesed and gevur can conform, consolidate, and unify. The Beis HaMikdash is the most serene and tranquil place on earth. The fusion of Tzemer and Pishim on the Big Day Kuna brings this concept to light. And along the same lines, the color Tcheles embodies the world above ours. The Gemara traces the root of Tcheles all the way back up to the Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod is a place of peace and harmony. And so we should be zochah to the day when we can once again see the Kohanim wearing Shatnez. And Tcheles and our tzitzis living in a world of peace, harmony, and tranquility. Have a good Shabbos.